Did you decide after that year that you weren't cut out to be a nurse?
No, I had two small children. They were going to be in my care for a long time, so I wanted to have the same holidays.
That was later. You didn't have the children when you were nursing.
Pardon?
You didn't have the children when you were a nurse.
No.
You got married after that and then had the children.
Halfway through.
And later in Glasgow, am I right in saying that you were quite involved in politics?
In the Labour movement?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
I think that's great, actually.
How was it that you became involved in politics?
Through Annie Fireman. Did you know her?
Who was she?
She was a cousin of Mr. Cubis. She introduced me to the Carmichaels. Neil Carmichael, when I first got to know him, he wasn't an MP yet, but he became a Labour MP. He stood for Kelvin, and I lived in the West End then.
And you and Kay Carmichael became best friends.
Oh, yes, yes. That's right. Yes.
And
she died just very recently.
Was it difficult for a Jewish Hungarian refugee to be involved in Glasgow Labour politics?
Well, I don't know. Difficult to answer. There are so many things. After I wanted to go to university. Dr. Banya, he wasn't, you know, it was my aunt who was the relative. He was, you know, said only about a few weeks after I arrived. I suppose you must have thought we were still as rich as we were in Vienna, so that we would put you through university. Well, that finished it for me.
A subtle way of telling you, I think.
So I went into Glasgow and I spoke to Annie Fireman, and she looked at the wording of my visa and it said that I could take no jobs paid or unpaid except jobs of national importance. And they were of two kinds. One was to be a domestic maid, the other...
Nursing. That was when you went nursing. To nursing. That was before you were married.
Yes. I'm sure you must be tired now. So my last question for you. I haven't mentioned before or asked you anything about Judaism. Now, being Jewish caused you all that trouble in the past. Would you say it's still significant in your life after you came to Scotland, or did you just try and become an average Scottish Hungarian?
Well, I don't know. If I married a Hungarian, it would have been different, but, you know, I didn't, and very difficult to say. And, well, of course, there is the fact that although I'd been to Israel about 3 times, you know, I stayed here. I never went to
You didn't have much to do with Judaism at first, but then you met Dr. Cosgrove, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
What did he say?
I said, again, I must have been very stupid. I don't know how I got through university. I said, they can choose when they are older. I'm not going to give them anything, any religion. And if you get nothing, if you don't get a choice, then you can't choose from nothing. So Annie Fireman got me to go to, I think it was a Purim do, to Garnet Hill, and I got a tap on my shoulder, and you must sing her, and I said, yes. And at 9 o'clock Sunday morning.
Cider.
Those two children, yeah. That was Dr. Cosgrove.
After that, when Dr. Cosgrove commandeered them into Sunday school, I then got bar mitzvah at Garnet Hill. Of course, Garnet Hill wasn't the way it is now.
It was very busy in our time, wasn't it?
Yes, I mean, the first year, I only got a seat at the window.
And now you could have a choice of seats. Thank you very much. That was very interesting. I know you taught for a number of years as well. Was that schools in the West End, or did you teach all over Glasgow?
You taught at the Girls' High.
I taught
French and German, then at Knightswood, and then you were head of department at Allan Glen's for many years before you retired.
15 years.
Tell Angela about what happened at your graduation.
I used my maiden name because, again, right or wrong, I didn't want to be any different from others. I wanted to be treated like everybody else.
You didn't want people making excuses for not doing essays if because you had the children. You didn't tell anyone your children, did you?
Isabel Ferguson.
Your best friend.
When I was doing Jordan Hill training, you had to be 5 weeks in the college and 5 weeks out. And I was sent to England, and this was Howard's last year. There was this Jewish teacher at Highland, so she said, oh, the next class is through to the primary. And so we went along, and lo and behold, who comes down the stairs? Hi, Mom. So she said nothing. Like the good Scotsman she is, anybody can make a mistake. The following week, again, we went to the same routine, and who comes along? Shirley.
Yes.
And then, hi, Mom. So by this time, the look on her face was, anybody can make one mistake, but two.
So you explained to her?
Yes. Yes, yes. I had no choice.
At your graduation,
yes,
your
so
two
yes,
children
yes,
appeared.
The rest of my
nobody
my
knew
class.
It. So who are these? And you said, my children. Yeah.
And as if, you know, they had to be washed up.
That's right, yeah, that's right, yeah.